Time now for the Trader Bills Fish Report, brought to you by Trader Bills. And joining me is Philip Kastner. Philip, I think you know that me and a few of our friends get together every Christmas Eve, regardless, rain, shine, sleet, snow, cold, warm, whatever, and we go fishing. Well, a lot of the days that we fish on that Christmas Eve is kind of like today. But I think some of the best fishing I've ever experienced has been on a day like today, throwing an Aikens jig with a Rage trailer, a baby trailer, right around the banks, and you can catch fish.
Yeah, the neat thing about all this time of year especially is you're dealing with the crawfish migration,
right.
You know, and any kind of a lure that you throw that imitates a crawfish, it doesn't matter whether it's Hamilton or Washtar or DeGray, you're in the ballpark. Now, color of water really comes into play on this, and if it's gin clear, which there are places on Washita where it is, now some places on Hamilton it is not, so that's the difference. A shad imitated lure is better. A swim bait on a jig head, a Alabama rig is starting to kick off really well. A hair jig, a gray hair jig, you know, a preacher jig of some kind, something that imitates shad in gin clear water can be better. But if you're in off-colored water, man, there's no substitute better than a crawfish.
Yeah, and most of the time when we fish on the Christmas Eve deal, I mean, it's not crystal clear, but it's not real murky either. And I usually use an Aikens jig that's got some orange in it or something like that. And then those Baby Rage trailers are just, to me, are the best there ever was invented. And fish just eat them up.
Yeah, they do. And it has an incredible action. It really does. It kicks so well.
If you had your druthers, now I know we talked before we started here, you like an enclosed barge, but
with a heater.
I mean, that's like your deer stands. You want your satellite TV in there, too. I thought you were tougher than that, Philip.
I am tough. I'm very tough. I'm just picky, you know. I mean, you gotta pick the battles you're capable of winning.
I understand. Well, we know we're in the thick of deer season. You got any good reports?
Yeah, look at Trader Bills' Facebook page. We just posted a picture. One of our employees here, Reagan Brown, shot another bullwinkle with her bow. She is in, I believe, Kansas, hunting with her father, and just an incredible size buck, a whitetail, that she got, again, with her bow, just like last year's. I mean, it's ridiculous, but that's what they grow up there in Kansas. But that's a really cool story, and she's got it all written up, how she did it and everything, on the Facebook page. But another thing is, too, if you look at north of Hot Springs, the Washita area, the north of Washita, Jesseville, all the way up to the Arkansas River, the Washita Mountain Range has really produced a lot of bucks this year. I've noticed in the last week, really, all the pictures that are being posted, the stories I've heard, the camp reports that we're getting, north of Lake Washita has turned in a bunker crop of good bucks this year, and that's something really neat and great that's coming back around.
Well, you saw the picture of my grandson's deer, and that's where he killed his.
That's right. There's another one. Typically, you know, mountain deer grow longer but yet skinnier horn size, and as where the delta deer grow thicker, heavier diameter, but not necessarily quite as long of an antler. You know, they still have good number of points, big mass and diameter, but not necessarily as long as some of these mountain deer have. And what we're seeing here in the last year, this year anyway, boy, the north of Hot Springs and the Washita Mountain Range is really producing some good deer this year.
No doubt about it. But I think you'll agree with me, just about anywhere you go in the state of Arkansas, you're going to get something good.
You're absolutely right.
What's happening at Trader Bills?
Big selection of clothing out here, guys. We handle Drake and banded pants, bibs, overcoats, anything you might need as far as clothing to keep warm. Have a big selection of guns and ammunition. Big load of buckshot showed up today. If you're getting ready for the second weekend of gun deer season, please stop by.
Come by Trader Bills, 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs, 623-8403 is the phone number. As always, Phil, appreciate it. We will talk again tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom.
Trader Bills Fisher Report, brought to you by Trader Bills.